I like to keep up with the daily news, and I have not failed to notice that in addition to the celebrations around the 4th of July and the perennial wars and disasters all over the globe, there have been many enthusiastic media reports about the World Cup soccer games. Soccer seems to have invaded America, and indeed the whole planet. I grew up with soccer, or at least I grew up in spite of it. The playing fields at my school were considerably larger than the school itself, which was appropriate because propelling any kind of ball around any kind of field was considered far more important than education. We played soccer in the winter season, which practically guaranteed that our games were always wet, cold and muddy. We were inevitably wet, cold and muddy ourselves, and most of us played reluctantly and resentfully. At least soccer, compared to American football, is a simple game. All you have to do is to kick the ball up and down the field without even picking it up, which is a considerable advantage when the ball is covered in mud, and then pop it between the goalposts if the opportunity arises. It was not so simple for me, because all the players were dressed alike in mud-coloured shorts and shirts. So because I was very short-sighted, it was difficult for me to distinguish which team was which and which way the ball should be encouraged to move. My strategy was to hang around somewhere in the middle of the field, and if the ball came my way, to give it a kick in what I hoped might be the right direction. This naturally led to some misunderstandings, and it always amazed me how excited people could get about any tiny deviation from orthodoxy in the rules of the game. Ever since those cold and muddy days, the joy of soccer has been a mystery to me. But of course, everything has changed. The teams are not bedraggled schoolboys, but professionals, and have very colourful uniforms, and I'm told special boots. And they play in huge and expensive arenas where the ground is not an inch or two deep in mud. Played by experts, who are properly paid and dressed in the right clothes, soccer is a wonderfully flowing and moving game. It's been a long step from those days on the school football field to the full-scale global capitalist extravaganza that we've been seeing over the last few weeks. But I can't help noticing that it is essentially the same simple game. Perhaps as schoolboys, we just didn't have the right stuff, or any stuff at all. The girls in the nearby school seem to have more fun with their netball and hockey. Now, of course, they play soccer too, and their version seems more elegant and even more artistic to me, and they put so much energy into it, as we boys never did. Perhaps they do have the right stuff. I remember years later reading Oscar Wilde's remark about soccer, which struck me as profoundly true. It's all very well as a game for rough girls, but it's hardly suitable for delicate boys. I couldn't agree more. This is David Brochet.